This is Jan Ruston on Penistone FM, and I've been chatting with Dr. Rob Corker after we met at a type 2 diabetes conference. One of the things you spoke about, Dr. Corker, was breakfast and the impact it can have.
Yes, I mean, I think breakfast is a really good example. One of the big messages I was talking about at the conference that we were both at was trying to give patients or anybody who's worried about the metabolic health a sense of control, a sense of agency. There is something they can do. Doctors may prescribe medications, which may be necessary at times, but they are really not the cure for type 2 diabetes. It's understanding why the body is sort of misbehaving in the way it manages energy. And if you're going to start anywhere, starting at breakfast is probably the best place to start, because even 5 or 10 years ago, if you told me that your breakfast was a bowl of cornflakes with maybe a slice of toast, with or without some jam, and a glass of fresh orange juice, I would have probably said, well, that does sound like a low-fat breakfast, and that seems reasonably healthy. Unfortunately, those ingredients I've just mentioned contain extremely high amounts of sugar. That bowl of cornflakes, if you look on the side of the packet where it says carbohydrates, cornflakes are 80 to 85% carbohydrates. Some of it is sugar that you can taste, the sugar that's sweet. Some of it is in starch, which is essentially sugar holding hands. It doesn't taste as sweet, but it all breaks down to the same thing very, very quickly. And if you've ever left a bowl of cornflakes lying around or a Weetabix, it doesn't take very long for it to fall apart in the bowl. And that tells you how easy it is to break down in your body and release its sugar very quickly. That glass of orange juice is a bit like drinking Coca-Cola. It's the sugar of maybe 7 or 8 oranges all squeezed together in one go. You couldn't eat that many oranges whole. And you don't get any of the fiber from them either. So you're just mainlining sugar. So although the fresh orange juice does have some vitamin C in it, there are better ways of doing that. Eat a kiwi fruit, and please don't drink the fruit juices. That's not the way to get your vitamins. That slice of toast, anything that's fluffy and made with flour, again, it's wheat that's been ground down and the carbohydrates just releases very quickly. So that slice of bread, it doesn't matter if it's brown or white bread. If it's a little bit fluffy, as most of it is, each slice is 3 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow.
That breakfast I've just mentioned, you may have eaten maybe 50 grams of sugar very quickly. Now, that's what my breakfast was similar to in the past. And I always noticed that around 10 o'clock, I was a bit, my brain didn't work very well. And I was looking for a biscuit, just feeling a bit not quite right and feeling a bit hungry sometimes. And that was because those breakfast cereals I was having were releasing their sugar really, really quickly. And then my body was dealing with it. It was causing a sugar crash about 1 to 2 hours later. And then my energy levels weren't very good. So changing your breakfast can change not just how much sugar you put into your body and your body's risk of diabetes, but also how you feel. And that's really important. Try eating foods that contain more protein and more healthy fats. Healthy fats are things that you find, say, in eggs, nuts, seeds, yogurt. So my breakfast is full fat Greek yogurt, and it's definitely full fat. I don't have anything processed and ripped out. The fat just fills you up and makes you feel full for longer. It doesn't cause any effect on your cholesterol, because natural fats have a different effect than some of the more processed synthetic fats. So I have 2 or 3 scoops of full fat chunky yogurt, and then I chop up a piece of fruit into it, like a pear or a kiwi fruit or some blueberries, anything I've got lying around, and maybe I sprinkle some chopped nuts or some seeds in. I go to work now and I'm not hungry for the next 4 or 5 hours. I'm not looking for those biscuits. If you're not a fan of yogurt, then the other thing I do, which I do for my son as well, is I use eggs. And eggs are a great source of protein. They're a complete protein. They have all the nutrients in that you need. They fill you up with healthy fat and protein. And you can either have an omelette, you can have scrambled eggs with some spinach, maybe a little bit of ham or chicken. Or you can make a little egg muffin in a cup. Put a couple of eggs in a cup, whisk it up, chop in any tiny little bits of any frozen peas or ham or bits of tomato, chuck it in there, stick it in the microwave for 2 or 3 minutes till it puffs up, and have it on your plate with whatever you fancy on the side. So eggs, yogurt, really good alternatives to cereals.
So we've spoken about food. What about movement and walking?
Our bodies store the sugar when we eat food. They store its energy in places like our muscles. And then when we use our muscles, we use that sugar stores up, and we create more space for the sugar to go, rather than staying in your bloodstream or being converted into fat. So whilst I'm not going to suggest that if you do a lot of running around, it will suddenly make you skinny, it will certainly make your metabolic health a lot better. And actually, there's really good evidence that if you've done some form of movement, some kind of exercise, either, you know, in the half an hour to an hour before a meal or in the hour after a meal, that is a really good way to control your sugar levels, because that food that you've just eaten has been broken down. Your bodies are creating space in the muscles, because you're moving those muscles, to store some of that sugar, so it then doesn't get turned into fat or doesn't stay in your bloodstream and cause damage. So if you're able to, go for a walk within an hour, even if you just walk around the block for 5 or 10 minutes, your blood sugar control will be really good. And there are some people who, if you can't get out and the weather's bad, they'll do a few squats in their kitchen, or they'll do a few press-ups, or just a few, go up and down the stairs a few times. Any sort of movement rather than sitting still will help your sugar levels be better.
Thank you for that information and taking the time to talk to me. It's been really informative.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
This is Joanne Ruston on Penistone FM, chatting to Dr. Rob Corker about type 2 diabetes.